I'd like to spend a few minutes talking to you on 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. At first glance, you may say, well, I don't know what this has to do with New Covenant theology. Paul is saying to the Corinthians, examine yourselves, test yourselves, prove yourselves, see if you're in the faith. This is nothing to do with the New Covenant. This is to do with assurance. He's calling the Corinthians to look into their lives and see whether or not they have sufficient evidence of progressive sanctification to be able to pronounce about themselves, well, I am a true Christian, and come to that assurance. This is the standard teaching of the Reformed and Evangelical world today. We call believers to look at their works and see whether or not they're good enough for assurance. And that is, of course, why most believers have a very low level of assurance, if any at all. And many are just hoping so. The truth is, nobody can be assured by that method because nobody surely can say that their progressive sanctification is ever good enough to warrant absolute pronouncement about their assurance. But there it is, that's the text. So what's that got to do with New Covenant theology? Well, of course, the text says nothing of the sort. No. Let me explain. This call by the apostle is not a call for introspection, demanding that the Corinthians search themselves to see whether or not they have sufficient evidence to be called true Christians. The true way of assurance in the New Covenant, in the New Testament, is by the witness of the Spirit. But that's another subject. I want to deal with this text and show the relevance of this text to New Covenant theology. Right then. Where do we find this text? Well, in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 13. That's true. What's 2 Corinthians all about? Read chapters 3, 4, 10, 11, and 12. And others too. But read those. And what do you find? Paul is standing up for, declaring, announcing, punching home, what? The glorious New Covenant ministry. Why is he doing that to the Corinthians? Because the Corinthians have been infested by law teachers, lawmongers, who want to bring them under the law. And Paul, as he has to do in so many churches in the New Testament day, Rome, Galatia, Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, the writer of the Hebrews does the same. Peter has a go at it. Jude. What are they about? They're dealing with this problem. It was the major issue in the New Testament churches, the major error, the bringing in of the law into the churches. You'll find it in Acts 15, and you find it throughout the New Testament. And 2 Corinthians is a major, major book dealing with the issue of the law and the lawmongers. There could hardly be a more relevant book to today's scene than 2 Corinthians. Well, my text, our text, is found in the 13th chapter of 2 Corinthians. That's the last chapter. Now, I put it to you in a book which majors on the New Covenant ministry as opposed to the Old Covenant ministry, the law ministry. Would the apostle close his letter, the climax of his letter, the punchline of his letter, would that be introspection as to see whether or not these people are believers? That should come right at the beginning if it's there at all, but it's not there at all. This is the punchline. This is the climax. And what the apostle is doing, having set out all his arguments in those chapters, 3, 4, 10, 11, 12, having set out all these arguments, he comes to this climax. And what does he say to the Corinthians? Now then, after all I've said, look at your own experience, examine yourselves, test yourselves, think about yourselves, get your diary out, take a look in the mirror. Remember what? Well, you can find it in Acts, chapter 18, I think. And you can find it in the letters, 1 and 2 Corinthians. Remember what? Remember how you were converted. Remember what happened. I came there, and what did I do? Did I preach the law? I did not. What did I preach? I was determined to know nothing among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. We preach Christ Jesus as Lord. Woe is me, he said, if I preach not the gospel. And what was the effect of that gospel preaching? The preaching of Christ crucified. Preaching Christ as Lord. What was the effect of that? You were converted to Jesus Christ, weren't you? You left your idolatry. You left your paganism. And you came into Christ. You were justified. Positionally sanctified. Assured. Given the witness of the Spirit, the seal of the Spirit. It's all in his letters. Read it and see. You had all this. And now what's happened? These lawmongers have got among you. Look at yourselves. What have these lawmongers produced among you? Did they lead you to Christ? Did they give you the witness of the Spirit? Did they give you your sense of justification, your sonship, your sealing, your anointing with the Spirit? How did all that come to you? It came to you through the glorious New Covenant ministry. Rather than make the Corinthians introspective and taking away their joy and assurance, he is putting them in the witness box. And he's saying, now look, you speak up for it. You speak up for the gospel. And you tell these lawmongers to get lost and to take their material away. We don't want it here. Nobody wants it. That's what Paul is doing here. Nothing could be more relevant to us today. The Reformed, the evangelicals, many of them, the great men, following Calvin, the Puritans, and so on, are preaching the law, the law. You cannot preach to sinners unless you prepare them for Christ by the law. So preach the law, preach the law, preach the law to sinners. And once you've got them thoroughly convicted by the law, prepared, fit for Christ, then tell them to look to Jesus. But as soon as they've looked to Jesus, you know what you must do? You must bring them back to the law. Bring them back to the law for sanctification. Get out Calvin's whip. That's what he called it. Tell these believers that they're lazy asses. That's what Calvin said. And hit them with the law. And drive them into sanctification. That is what you must do. I say to such men, take the apostles' dictum here. Get rid of the lawmen. Don't listen to them. And you lawmen, stop it. It's the new covenant ministry. It's the gospel. It's the grace of God. It's not the dead, killing, stony ministry of the law, 2 Corinthians 3. It's the life-giving spirit, 2 Corinthians 3 and 4. It is Christ crucified, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2. It is Christ the Lord, 2 Corinthians 4. It is the gospel, 1 Corinthians 9. It is not the law. I appeal to all believers who are under the treadmill of the law by these law teachers. Listen to the apostle. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Now, this short clip is only a brief introduction to this subject. I've written more fully on it in this book. Assurance in the New Covenant. There's an appendix on this very chapter. on this very text, 2 Corinthians 13, verses 5 and 6, and so on. Look at the context. Read what it says, and I'm sure you'll come to the same view as I put before you. This is not a call for introspection, harrowing fear, probing over your works, poring over them. It is rather for you to raise your voice and say, let's have done with the law. Let's go back to the new covenant, to Christ, the Spirit, the liberty, the life-giving power of the ministry of the Spirit in the new covenant. I called this little series Covenant Theology Made Simple. But perhaps that's not the best title. What I really want to say is, the New Covenant ministry is glorious. It really does bring sinners to Christ. It really does justify sinners by faith in Jesus. It really does give them assurance. It really does produce progressive sanctification. The law does not. So this text is highly relevant to us today. I urge you, I plead with you, take it on board. Read the entire letter, 2 Corinthians. Read especially 3, 4, 10, 11, and 12. Read those verses and passages out loud and listen to what God the Spirit is saying. And have done with law teaching. Christ fulfilled that law, rendered it obsolete, and establish the new covenant, and preach Christ, Him crucified, Him as Lord. That saves, that sanctifies, that is all it will glorify, for it is the glorious new covenant ministry.